It's a chilly fall day, and there is a stillness not unusual for a place like this. Brilliant autumnal colors paint the tree line. Besides mine, only one other car is parked on the narrow blacktop that curves along the gentle hills of Jefferson City's Resurrection Cemetery.
This is the flag from his casket, and then these are medals and patches that he earned, including his dog tags.
After visiting his widow, Betty, I'm here to see the headstone of Robert Shrimp.
He died in August of 95.
For 11 years, Shrimp has been here, but the Secretary of State's voter registration database would make you think otherwise. A month-long KBIA News KOMU-TV investigation found Shrimp still in the database.
What is going on? Why is this surfacing now?
Shrimp and more than 10,000 other dead Missourians remain registered to vote. Using data analysis software, we cross-checked a Social Security Administration database of every person in Missouri against the state database. If the person's first, last, and middle names matched across the two databases, we considered that a hit. Second, to ensure a high probability the dead person's date of birth also had to match. Across Missouri, we found dead people registered to vote in every county, more than 2,000 in St. Louis, 232 in Boone County, and in Cole County, where Shrimp lived, 93. We presented our findings to Secretary of State Robin Carnahan's office. While Carnahan declined an interview, Press Secretary Stacy Temple offered this.
The list is as accurate as it has ever been, and we will continue to make sure that it stays accurate.
That's after the state removed 127,000 dead voters this year. We asked Temple if it's a concern that 10,000 dead voters remain on state rolls.
Is it a concern? I guess if you have to think about, is it a concern, you have to think, is it a concern that people would be willing to commit a felony and lose their voting rights forever and go to jail for up to 5 years and pay a $10,000 fine in order to perhaps cast an extra vote? And probably the answer to that is no.
A few blocks away in the capital city, where Cole County Clerk Marvin Register is prepping for tomorrow's elections, he says it is a concern to have dead voters registered.
It's going to take us a little while to go through it, you know, because we are in the middle of an election right now. But we will try to get through it just as quick as we possibly can, and we'll most probably do some of those names before this election is done, or we get into this election so we don't run into people voting who shouldn't be.
Which has happened. While no one would suggest a dead person could actually cast a ballot, we found more than 230 instances in Missouri where that appears to have happened, 189 of them from the 2000 election forward. Robert Shrimp is shown as having voted a year after his death in 1996. Dead for 11 years, widow Betty Shrimp says her husband would want to know how this happened.
I think he would be very upset to know that someone is voting using his name. He just didn't like things that weren't right, you know. It's a responsibility, not something you play around with.
Cole County Clerk Marvin Register agrees state rolls showing dead people as having voted and more than 10,000 others able to do so presents the potential for voter fraud.
Somebody may know this and they may try to vote them. But so far in Cole County, you know, that's not been our problem. It's usually when you see the voter fraud, it's in the larger cities. So, you know, I really don't look like it's a challenge in our community, but it's something we have to watch. It's important that we watch it.
There's no way to tell exactly why names have yet to be removed from the rolls. A list of the recently deceased compiled by the Department of Health and Senior Services is passed on weekly to county clerks by way of the Secretary of State's office. At which point, the Secretary of State spokeswoman Stacy Temple says the onus of responsibility falls to local governments to remove dead voters. Of the 10,000 we found,
when we cross-reference those, if they are indeed deceased voters, then that would be generated, a message would be generated to the local election authorities to remove those voters, and then it would be up to the local authorities to do so.
In Cole County's case, the 93 we presented them with have been flagged. Elsewhere, heading into an election, there is no guarantee the 10,000 dead people we found eligible to vote won't be when polls open tomorrow at 7. Temple says all they can do at the Secretary of State's office is encourage local elections officials to make changes.
Under the current state law, the Secretary of State's office has no enforcement authority over the local election authorities. Again, the Secretary's office provides guidance. We certainly assist them and we help them with training. But at the end of the day, the local authorities run their elections independently. They, you know, they must abide by state law and federal law requirements. But as far as their systematic ways of doing things, they are an they are independent entities.
In the 230-plus examples we found the dead listed as voting, there are at least a couple explanations for the errors. In Boone County, Clerk Wendy Noren says 8 dead people shown as casting ballots were simply scanning errors, though in one case a vote was registered despite the fact that in big, bold, handwritten letters was the word deceased and the date the person had died. Another possibility is because the names remained on voter registries, an unassuming voter signed the wrong line. The vote cast a year after Shrimp's death in 1995, however, is ultimately unexplainable. The state only requires county clerks maintain hard copy signatures for the 24 months following an election. After that, the paper trail ends and the documents are destroyed. Former Secretary of State, now Governor Matt Blunt, was also contacted for this story. He declined an in-person interview. But in a statement, he says the potential for voter fraud in Missouri could have been eliminated had the Missouri Supreme Court not rejected the controversial voter ID law. Blunt says he'll try again when the General Assembly reconvenes. Whatever the solution, Widow Betty Shrimp says this should not be an issue today.
You would think that this is their job to purge their database. Do it. What's the problem? Why is his name still on there? Now, I never notified him that he died. Didn't even occur to me that I should. You know, and you're saying the Secretary of State sends them notices based on the Department of Health records. It's been 11 years. You can clean up a database in 11 years.
There is no way to ask Robert Shrimp what he would say about an unarguably blatant mistake. As fall sets in at Resurrection Cemetery, there is only silence. The 10,000 dead registered voters in Missouri have no say in what happens to their records. For Columbia, Missourian reporter Matt Wynn, I'm August Skamanka, KBIA News.